You know, and sometimes I see a video that's so good, but I know it will not last long on TikTok because said creator will absolutely take it down within hours.
Is it TRC?
It's not TRC. It's our new Nova boy. And
is Nova the redheaded rocket?
Nova is not the redheaded rocket.
Oh,
Nova
no,
is
no,
the
no,
Neptunic
Nova.
Bible
the
camp.
Equestrian. Yeah.
Yes. Saw this video, went, this will be down in 40 minutes. And I went to look back today to see, so I screen recorded it immediately.
Went, as you do.
Went to check the TikTok likes in our thing today to see if it was still there, so I didn't have to go through the work to, you know, upload to Google Drive and stuff. It was gone. So without further ado, the best video, the best TikTok I've ever seen. A whirlwind.
This is being shown in Microsoft Movie Maker.
Yep.
Day one of exercising every day until Monster sends me a brand new mini fridge. Also, if this is my uncle watching this, you cannot control my life. You do not gaslight me. And you do not tell me how to live my life. Only God does. I will tell you this in person, but I'm too scared to. So if this is my uncle watching this, you can't kind of take control over my life. Thank you.
I took the plunge. And had the time of my life.
I finally took the plunge. And you know what? Feels great.
What's up, guys? Welcome to The Plunge. Today's a day. Joining me, as always, my lovely husband, Riley. Say what's up, dude.
Whoever told my my uncle on me, fuck you.
And we are your fourth favorite host on the East Coast. Wait. We're not.
We might be, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you...
We are haircutted boys.
When did you get your haircut?
Friday morning.
I went Saturday afternoon. Took 2 hours at a Supercuts. Not the haircut, but to get in the chair.
That's tough.
They had three ladies. I got the stinky one.
My dad were like, "Where'd you go get your haircut?" And I was like, "Handsome Devils." And they went,
"Handsome? Who? You get a palm cut?"
It's a sick, but it's a great barber shop.
And they're like, that's where I go.
They're like, "I bet it was more expensive than my haircut from Sports."
$20.
They're like, "I bet it was more expensive than my haircut from Sports Clips." And I was like, "Well, my haircut looks a lot better than yours."
Also, probably not. If you're paying $12 for a haircut, you need to reevaluate.
Yeah. Listen, Big Mike's hair, he's had the same haircut for 15 years and nothing's changing. I got a slightly different haircut. The guy was like, your hair falls to this side. And I was like, yeah. So we left it on like the other side. The thing is, my hair, if not like groomed properly, just falls over and it looks stupid as hell. But otherwise, looks great. Also, got this new Goodfellas shirt. You know me. You've been listening to this program long enough. You know I'm one with the Goodfellas, the Target brand Goodfellas. Puts one on for the big boys forever, always have, and they continue to. I've never been a dry fit shirt kind of guy because they cling to your boobs. They cling to your body. They're not fat friendly.
I like dry fit.
But I see this Goodfellas brand, dry fit-ish shirt, and I'm like, it's a golf shirt. And I'm like, I'm conflicted. Goodfellas only does right by the big boys. But dry fit only does bad by the big boys.
Take your fucking sunglasses off, by the way.
They only do bad by the big boys. One of these two has to not be true. Goodfellas comes through again. Go hit, no free ads except this one. Go to Target, hit up the Goodfellas polo tees. Because I saw myself in the mirror today and I was like, God damn, I look good.
Can you also tell me how good my beard looks?
Your beard looks great. Your haircut looks great. Your finished tattoo looks great. We look great. I'm tan as hell. All right. I don't have a tattoo.
In 2 weeks, not this Sunday, next Sunday, I'll be out on the lake.
In 2 weeks, we're going to be Dressed to the Nines for that guy under the lamppost under there's wedding. Shout out to the OG listeners.
I need to get that day off.
Yeah, I have to get a suit because I'm fat now and I have to make sure I can look okay. Never a good moment when you got to buy new clothes because you're
a tan suit.
You're wearing a tan suit. Oh, you're wearing the same suit.
I'm wearing the same suit. I always do. I have one suit.
You wore it to a wedding once and you're like, this is it. This is what I got. I have a funeral suit and a wedding suit. I don't think my wedding suit.
You should wear the funeral suit.
I don't think my wedding suit will fit right now, so I might have to be a funeral suit.
You look good in your wedding suit.
I do look good in my wedding suit, but it's probably a little snug right now.
That's okay. Well fitted.
Dude, my cock will be.
Self-tailoring.
Is that just ripping pants?
No, it's filling it out.
Yeah, dude, that's what I thought would happen with this Goodfellas shirt, and here I am. We got to talk about that. There's so many. He's exercising until Monster gives him a mini fridge, which.
Not going to happen.
Hearing that, I was like, okay.
I'm in.
Yeah, sure. This is sick. Good. And then he's like, also, yeah, let's fly through this video one more time.
Day one of exercising every day until Monster sends me a brand new mini fridge.
Sick. Totally with it. I'm like, yes. Sounds good. I fuck with this heavy. Takes a wild left turn. Do you see why I had to screen record this immediately, though?
Do you think his uncle saw it and then controlled his life and made
him take
it down?
We have some more TikToks on that later.
Can we? I don't want to wait till the end. Can we do a reverse episode? Dude, wacky.
Dude, talks up front.
Yeah.
Also, if this is my uncle watching this, you cannot control my life.
He can, clearly.
He can. He did.
Very evidently, incorrect statement by you off the top.
You do not gaslight me.
He does.
He does. He, in fact, successfully does.
All it seems add. Exclusively. Just only gaslights.
He's only
and
him.
You do not tell me how to live my life.
Yeah.
Only God does.
That one's fair.
Only God does. All right.
All right. Listen, God said, hey, Nova, you Neptunic fuck. Live your life however you want. And he's like, I'm going to eat Subway sandwiches on TikTok and tell people that they're 8 out of 10.
Dude, since that video, all I've been able to think about is fucking Subway.
Dude, his cross-section.
Can't
get his cross-section.
Just looked like a lot of lettuce because they give you like a whole.
I don't see, the thing is, I almost don't even mind the Subway lettuce if they correctly allocate sauce.
Dude, they got rid of the best sauce.
Chipotle Southwest?
Yep.
I haven't been to since then.
I went like a month and a half ago. And
not good?
Not good.
Not good.
I was like, can I get Chipotle Southwest?
I will tell you this in person, but I'm too scared to.
That one checks out.
Yeah, it definitely does.
You gaslit me, but
wait,
I'm
wait,
afraid.
Wait. The only reason I know this dude has a chin.
It's because of the hair?
Yeah, it's because of the hair.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would just look like a thumb. And
also, I did some research for our own sake. He goes by he. I don't know his other pronoun, but he goes by he. So we're good.
Sure.
Nova Neptune is
don't
he?
Don't care.
Okay.
It.
It. Yeah, it is way more fitting, but we don't have to throw in a they, them to try to be correct. He slash it is good.
That's what's up.
So if my uncle watching this, you can't take control over my life. Thank you.
Is he running away? Is that what this is?
Yeah, he's trying to
it's
front.
Exercising, but it's just him.
Running from his uncle?
Yeah,
from his gaslighting uncle?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Dude, running from your gaslit uncle is sick as hell.
Get the tox up. Get those pants off.
Yeah.
I say that every single day.
Oh, you're going to like this one.
Wait. I want more of the lore for him.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Guys just chopping cukes.
What is going on, my beautiful Nova Star?
No. Pause it.
Yeah.
He stole my thing.
What is going
on? What?
No, he said, what is going on, my beautiful
doesn't
Nova
matter.
Stars?
It's the first
would you like to steal his thing? Do you want to start introducing
did
the show?
Did he have a booger in his nose?
Yeah, it might be a bug. Okay. Wait, Hunt, try his out. It might It might be pretty good.
What's up, beautiful people?
No, Nova Stars. My beautiful Nova Stars. Come on.
What's up, my beautiful Nova Stars?
And it needs a little more gusto.
DMCA us.
Wait, try it out. Try it out.
What's up, my beautiful Nova Stars?
It sounds great.
All right, just run the whole show back. Scrap this.
Yeah, the Nova Stars have taken over. Dude, you think every Nova Star is Neptunic as hell?
Dude, I hope not.
They're all banging each other.
Special heathen. Less special.
I would just like to personally thank you for 100K as I share my journey through age regression and everything.
Say age
through
aggression.
What now?
Age aggression?
Age regression. What the fuck? All right.
Hold on.
It's been a while since producer T or Hunt has been in the booth. What the fuck is age regression?
We'll go producer Hunt this episode. All right,
producer Hunt, what in the fuck is age regression?
Benjamin Button would be my guess. When someone reverts to a younger state. He's fucking 15.
Is he? Is he the first name that comes up when you Google age regression?
No, here.
So he's trying to be younger? Is that why he has binkies and shit?
Yeah, understanding age regression.
No.
Age regression occurs when someone reverts to a younger state of mind. That's healthline.com. Let me see if I can find a reputable source.
Urban Dictionary.
Wikipedia.org.
Yeah.
Dude, we could go to vice.com.
I don't think you're
edge for all this dumb shit.
Oh my god.
What is this?
Also, he called Wendy's breakfast mid, and I've never been so mad.
Yeah, dude.
Alright, guys, y'all are going too far.
Is that better? Look at that. Look at that 14-year-old regressed.
Dude,
he's regressed as hell.
She's the king of woke.
It.
She.
All right, guys, y'all are going too far.
Too far.
Because
hold on, pause.
Sub-mofo.
After that jump cut, he got the shit kicked out of him by his uncle.
Dude, his uncle beat him up.
Probably.
Some mofo just logged into my account and hacked it. Also, I've had 3 delivery drivers show up to my house in the past 24 hours. To whoever's doing this to me, screw you, touch grass, and get a job.
Yo, what are they sending him? I need to know this. Is this like when people were
saying touch grass?
He said touch grass. Is this like
what does that mean?
I go outside, maybe? Like he's calling them no life internet nerds?
That's a fucking elite insult. I thought it was like a pound sand.
Yeah, no, it's touch grass. Go outside, you fucking internet sleuths.
Wow.
Dude, anytime you can have an insult that ends in someone being called a sleuth, that's a good fucking insult. What are they sending them, though? I need to know if this is like when people were sending dildos to Timothy Castle's mom.
I forgot that was an arc in his character.
Dude, that's the original TikTok that taught me I need to screen record true gems when they appear. Because I missed that talk is gone. It's gone forever. And I'm the only one who saw it. Me and like 3,000 other people on the internet saw this truly wonderful TikTok.
Touched by God that day.
Dude, we were. Of Timothy being, you people better stop sending Nana dildos and sex toys in the mail, okay? You disrespectful people. It's
disrespectful people.
We do. We missed it, and I'll never forget it. That video where he's
he'll
stop,
never be able to catch
stop.
Lightning in a bottle
dude,
like that.
No. Stop sending Nana sex toys. All right, T.
I got you,
dude.
Heard?
This is really a big ass pan of the food at the bottom of the sink. Go your ass straight to hell. This is really a big ass pan
you know
of
that,
the food at the bottom
fuck?
Of the sink.
It won't.
What's
you
on
know,
his head?
Do you, I don't shower cap. Do you know what that looks like?
The spaghetti from Elf?
No, it looks like meat bruschetta that we discussed last week on the Patreon.
Hold on. I gotta full screen this.
That top layer, minus like the underneath spaghetti, is quite
can
literally.
You full screen it?
No. No, I can't.
Yeah. I have bad eyes.
Yeah, that's what meat bruschetta looked like. It was disgusting.
Nah, that's a flopper. Slurpfish is blue.
Nah, that's a flopper.
Oh God.
Slurpfish is blue.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
what does this shirt say?
I don't even know.
Nah.
I don't know. Gunna something? Last week's topic, we had a TikTok come up.
How many pineapples does it take to stop a pneumatic guillotine?
Oh, true.
Let's find out. Guillotine versus pineapple.
How many do you think? I feel like a pneumatic guillotine's kind of cheating.
Like 11.
3, 2, 1.
The correct answer was 7.
Out of the 8 pineapples, and yeah. Follow along because tomorrow we're guillotining an iPhone.
I mean, you think an iPhone stands more of a chance than 8 pineapples? No fucking way.
Well, one's metal, the other one isn't.
Yeah, but
is your neck made of metal? If it was, I bet you would be better on the block.
Almost had a threesome last night. Y'all won't believe how close I got. The only problem was I needed 2 more dudes. Almost.
We should call him up. We should sometime.
No.
You and me.
No, our love is sacred.
You, me, Brian Silva, we're the two dudes.
Dude, we're just the become homeless in our local residence.
Dude, we're the dudes. We're the
face of a man who loves pizza night.
You did.
Oh, steak night.
Don't ever disrespect me. It's steak night, babe.
It does look like a good steak.
Dude, he almost looks like that end thing was a genuine reaction.
Yeah.
Where he said his line. He's like, all right, now let me eat steak.
Let me eat steak.
You ain't nothing but a dog. Say I get it.
He's getting fatter.
Say I get it. I understand.
Does he know how bad of an angle this is? Laying straight on his back in a swimming pool on a children's raft.
How is he in that pool and his shirt isn't wet?
Dude, he's looking up with a double chin because he's looking upward while laying down. Just being like also, I bet your vocal cords can't hit their right points at that angle. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know.
You're not.
And FPAP, you just need to get the fuck up, dude. He's been on his dance grind lately, and he is a worse dancer than a singer, which is impressive.
You need to back that up with facts, brother.
He is the worst performance artist of all time. It's impressive that he keeps going. He is the worst at what he does, arguably in the world. Let's see if we can find a dance vid. He really thinks he ate that shit up.
Dude, there's a disconnect where left brain doesn't talk to right brain and the arms and legs are doing different things.
Yeah, he thinks he eats that shit up, and I almost do appreciate it.
Y'all let me know if this is relatable. So I just be drinking waters every day while I'm driving, right?
Where are his eyebrows?
Throwing them on my back seat. I don't feel like taking them out every day and throwing them away. And people be complaining if there's hella waters back there. I'm going to show y'all. I honestly can't be the only one. I feel like this is more relatable than people think.
That looks
really
staged.
It's not that many waters, and this is only like a week's worth. Y'all let me.
I think it's
That's
genuine.
A weird flex.
Dude, he's like, dude, you guys are not drinking as many waters as I am, and this is just a week. For all you audio listeners, Jip pointed the camera at his backseat, and it's, I don't know, 300 empty water bottles.
Where are his eyebrows?
I don't know. Maybe the Oklahoma State fraternity took them.
I thought he was the president.
It may be part of his. Maybe it's like accepted and he made.
Dude, I
it's
can
like
see
old,
the Wendy's thing.
It's going to make you upset.
Probably.
He said it's not the best.
It's
which
the
it
best.
Is the best. Like that, I don't need to watch.
Talk about his uncle in that video.
Trying Wendy's breakfast for the first time. Well, at least I think it's the first time.
You would know.
No, age regression. He lost that memory.
Oh, true. He ate it when he ate it when he was 16, but he's 12 now.
Yeah, dude, he's about to turn 11.
And if it's not, it's the first time in a very long time.
That's also incorrect, because guess what? Wendy's breakfast is kind of new.
Okay, so
I'm glad this happened to him. I've watched most of this video. What's about to happen next made me smile. I hate him. This made me happy.
Bye. supposed to be the honey butter chicken biscuit, but where the F is my chicken?
What? I need to clip that as well.
Where the F is my chicken?
1 out of 10. It's not a big deal. Anyway,
you just gave it a 1 out of 10. You clearly think it's a big deal.
You didn't even fucking have any of it. You can't rate it if you don't even taste it.
Frosty Chino, and I may have not, and I may or may have not taken a few steps off camera.
It's fair.
Super, super good. It's like normal coffee, but with a frosty flavor.
That would explain the name. I can't do it.
I hate him.
Yeah, I hate him a lot.
Is that Mullet Daddy? He got a new video?
I think Mullet Daddy, yes.
Well, it's officially 1 year since I've had the accident, and I've learned a lot from it. Not to drive too fucking close to another damn car.
He got in an accident? Is that why he's
dead? Dude, if he's legitimately like 4'9". I think if he got in an accident, he'd go, whew, he would go soaring.
Do I really want to wrestle tonight?
Dude, his nipples are like a baby's toe.
But I'm going to do it.
Dude, he really wants to wrestle tonight.
Dude,
he wants to wrestle so bad.
They look like little chocolate chips.
I think I have to bust the bands out every week.
The what?
The Ray-Bans. This might be my new look.
Is it making you mad that I'm not addressing it more?
You addressed it at the beginning, and I think I'm vibing with it. I'm going to be real with you. I think I'm
You're getting too big for your britches now has a t-shirt of himself.
All right, well, let's get into too big for his britches. Let's talk about the hero of Northwood Lake, okay? How mad were you when you received my text and saw the videos?
I wasn't even mad. I was just confused.
So yesterday, I meant to kick off the show with this, but yeah, you're in the presence of a fucking hero. So yesterday, I'm up at the lake. We have a little reunion with all my college friends, right? There's Hunter left. I wanted to tell him the story. This is sad now. He'll come back. I'm going to keep telling the story. So, you know, he changed his name. You change your name?
Yeah.
Talking to the mic.
I am.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not a hero.
I'm a hero. Nope. All right, so where? So I'll wait for you to notice. So all right, you want to hear the story? You want to hear the story now, though? It is a good story. So we have 10 of us, the reunion of my college buddies. All 10 of us are out in the water floating. We're diped up, Hunt. You're familiar. You're familiar with the dipe.
Big dipe vibes.
Yeah, we're all diped. 10 humans all in dipes. We got 2 anchors down. We've been out here like an hour. We've had a couple drinks. And we look to our, it's 9,500% humidity out. So the lake is slammed.
Say 9,500% humidity out.
95 degrees and then 100% humidity.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't speak so well. So the lake is slammed. Somehow we're in the only spot of the lake that's not slammed. And there's one other boat kind of close to us. Goldfish are sick.
I'm just listening to your story and having a snack.
Yeah, so we look left, and we see people frantically waving, like, 200 yards away. And we're like, oh, what the fuck? And then we see them starting to put life jackets on and also still frantically waving. And then I look close, and I'm like, oh, that boat is not as high as it's supposed to be. I think that boat's sinking. And everyone's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, everybody get the fuck in the boat. Go, go, go. Get in the boat now. Please get in the boat. So all 10 of us are just swimming towards the boat. And then you know our lake, it gets choppy. So you start floating away from the boat. So we all swim to the boat. We get both anchors up. Probably in like 90 seconds. The response time, pretty good.
That's like SEAL Team 6.
SEAL Team 10. Dude, that was us. All right, Plim Team 10. We were fucking heroes on the spot. We pull up. We're like, you guys sinking? Clearly sinking. Boat's half underwater. The whole the whole exterior, not underwater. The whole interior, hole in the boat. Starting
you know
to fill
what,
up.
You know what you call that? Unwanted wet.
That is the definition of unwanted wet. Also, rhetorical question. Be like, you need help? Like, yeah, we are sinking. So we pull up, and there's 6 people on that boat, and then there's 10 on mine. Our pontoon is meant for no more than 11 people. So we load those people on. They bring all their stuff. They have coolers, backpacks, all that shit. And then the captain of that, so then we finally get them all on. I jump out. Initially, I go to grab. They have a rope, but it wasn't long. So I go and I jump in, grab the rope, and then I go to put it, like, bring it back to our boat so we have a connection. My boat is 100 yards away. So I'm like, fuck. So now I'm swimming with the sinking boat, holding onto a rope, while every other 9 are on the pontoon. Also, only one who knows how to drive a boat.
Other than the other captain.
Who is also with the sinking boat. So I scream. I was like, Mary, get over here. So Mary swam in college. She jumps in. 2 other people jump in to, like, help out with the rope thing. I was like, I have to go back to the boat. So I swim to the boat, turn us around. We finally get a rope tied to our boat and then all the people in. And that dude's still just sitting in his boat. The guy who's, like, the captain of the sinking ship.
Going down with the ship?
Dude, I look at him. I was like, are you going down with it? And he's like, yeah, dude. And I was like, all right, we're going. So we have now 15 people on our pontoon. That's fit for 10 or 11. I would say safely we had, like, 2,800 pounds on a boat that's graded for 14.
It's a good quality boat.
It's a good quality boat, dude. So
Big Mike knows how to pick
them. Dude, Big Mike picks the greatest pontoons. They don't sink. They're unsinkable. We prove that even more later on. You'll hear.
That's the Titanic of pontoon boats.
So I tell everyone, I was like, you have to spread out perfectly even. We cannot have any sort of uneven weight distribution. We need every single person perfectly dispersed here. So we start moving in. We're in, like, 20 feet of water where this happens, probably like a half mile from where we need to bring the boat. So they're on the phone with 911. They're like, bring them to the boat launch. We're like, okay. We start seeing fire and rescue rolling by the streets, like, on the main road. We're trying to get close. We're like, oh, this is a big thing. It's a busy day, so there's just Snoopy boats everywhere, not helping but watching, being like, I'm entertained.
Like, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we see Marine Patrol just speed by us. They have their alarms on. They're looking for us because they're like, okay, Marine Patrol's on their way. Just blow by us. It's like if we were towing a car on the highway and then a fucking cop came and just sped by us on the left and just
hold
kept
on, hold
going.
On. I got to show you something.
Okay. I don't know what you're showing me.
This.
Okay.
Is this your wallet? No.
All right, so we're starting to get them close. The boat launch is in sight. The boat launch also happens to be right next to my house. So we're driving by pretty much my house, and I just see every relative I have on my beach, like 3-4 sets of aunts and uncles, and they're all just like, you can see that they just realized that all the fuss is about their own boat. So you can see them being like, what the fuck is happening? What are you... Turn that off.
No.
Why are you watching foot fisting videos? I can see that. Turn the porn off.
Why?
All right, so... So we get relatively close, right?
Yeah. I'm listening. I'm doing other things.
I can't turn that screen off or else it'll kick you. I tried to ban the share screen.
Dude, thumb in the mouth.
All right, so we get relatively close, right? I can now see the boat launch. It's probably like 300 yards away, 400 yards away. My house is like 250 yards away to the left. And then it happens. The back of the boat. So the outside of the boat was above water.
Yeah.
As long as that was the case, we could keep towing, right? The back end finally gives out, and then the whole fucking thing just starts overtaking water. And we're all like, fuck, we're already on
the line.
We're on a weighed down already boat. And I'm looking for a knife because I'm like, shit, 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 shit. Can't find a knife. Three of us go to the back as the other boat's now half underwater. So the line is tense, is super fucking tight. And we're just pulling on it as hard as we can. And we finally get enough slack for the guy at the knot to give it enough to undo it. And I just had to look at the dude and be like, hey, man, we got to let you go. You know how shitty of a feeling it is to look at a dude and be like, hey, I know you have like a $20,000 boat ride. I know you got like 20 grand on the back of my like thing right now, but I have to go burn it. I'm going to light your money on fire right now and let it burn.
Hey, it was going to happen regardless.
Yeah. So the whole boat starts. You ever see a real boat sink in real life?
And it goes like.
It was fucking insane. It happened so quick because it gets heavier the more water it in. So then it just fully accelerates. It's exponential, like acceleration.
Was he still on the boat?
Oh, yeah.
Did he get hurt?
No, he was just riding in the front, and then it started to go down, and he just started to float in his life jacket. But, yeah, so then we throw the line out. We're like, see a boat. And it straight up was wreckage. Because then every cushion on the boat now floated up was just debris. Every fire hydrant, every container, there was a cooler, just everything was just loose floating. There was debris everywhere. Gas started coming up. We're just like,
sad.
Dude, it's so sad. Luckily, it was only in like 5 feet deep of water. We got him close enough because you know how my lake just doesn't get deep till the middle. We got him close enough to where it being fully sank, you saw the pictures, the top of the wake boat, you could still just see their, like, the bar. Mm-hmm. Which was also hilarious because then everybody on the lake came over to, like, see, like, what the fuck was up later in the day. But, yeah, so then some of our neighbors pulled up with their boat to, like, rescue us. So they, like, backed up and I grabbed their boat. I was like, everybody get the fuck off this boat and get on that boat. So we have, like, only 10 of us on this boat again. Someone on a jet ski came and picked up the floating captain. I do respect the fuck out of going down with your ship. I gotta say.
That's pretty Viking.
But yeah, we almost lost the pontoon. I was telling my dad, he's like, yeah, you wouldn't have sank. I was like, dude, there was a fully sunken boat and 16 people's worth of weight.
I'm glad to know that's where your unwavering confidence in everything comes from.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's an incredible pontoon. It would never have sank.
It is unsinkable.
It's an unsinkable ship. I'm like, all right, man, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like, it may not have sank, but our engine would have been fucked because it would have been fucking laying on the ground. We'd be looking like the Titanic with the weight from the other boat holding us upward. Like, sure,
you wouldn't have sunk. It would have just held you in stasis.
It would have been sick.
You would still be there.
It's true. I probably should have had my boat put on. I should have had everybody on my boat put on life jackets, to be fair, by the end. I did not.
You're all drunk.
That's neither here nor there. So the police are like, hey, go to the town beach. And I was like, I'd rather go to my house because I'm right here. But then I had to go to the town beach. He's like, I need to speak to whoever was driving the boat. And I was like,
which one?
And well, so as I'm pulling up, I'm, you know, the drink of water in a second method. I was slamming waters. Be like, ah, shit. Because I think I was good. I was good regardless. But it was like, I don't even want to. It's hot out. Like, it's just one of those where it's like, I don't even want to be dehydrated for this.
Yeah.
Guy's like, all right, step up on my boat. I've seen how this goes before. I've watched my brother get a DUI test on a moving boat. it doesn't look fun. So I step up on his boat. He's like, what happened out there? I was like, oh, no,
like,
sir.
That's it?
I was like, I drove that boat, sir. I didn't drive pointed out to the boat in the middle of the ocean. I didn't drive that boat. He's like, oh, you're just the one who picked him up? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, thank you. You can go. I was like, word, I'm out. We drive back to my house. Everyone is on my fucking front lawn. The firefighters are there. I was like, what the fuck are you going to do? How are you going to help in this situation?
They're like, we need to fire lake water at the lake.
Yeah,
not on fire.
Dude, the cops talked to that kid for like an hour and a half. I don't know. It seemed he got off scot-free.
What
so,
was he doing? You think it was just
I think they clipped something on the bottom and it created a hole, and then it just started sucking in water.
Damn.
So the good part of this, it's not funny sinking boats. It's a little funny sinking boats. It happened right out front of our house. We had dinner with a view for like 3 hours because they had some tow company. So if you leave it there a day, you start getting like $500 an hour environmental fees.
Damn.
Until it gets out. And that, so then they knew that. So they had some tow company estimate it. It was like $8,000 to pull it out. So now it's also all the people on this boat, they're like 21, they're kids. So we're like, they call up a bunch of their buddies. One of their buddies owns a tow truck company. Like they have 40 different ratchets just tied to each other, like straps and shit. Cause they're legitimately like 600 feet out. So their tow truck is next to my aunt's house. They're in that driveway, like at the end, because there's a boat launch. There's a mini boat launch at my aunt's house, who shares like a peninsula with us.
A peninsula.
So we're literally just watching this rescue mission because they don't want to pay $8,000. They don't have $8,000. So we're just watching this rescue mission from like 3 p.m. to like 8, eating dinner, just drinking beers. Everyone from the neighborhood. You know when a fire happens and it just unites a neighborhood? Everybody goes outside and that's the one time every 3 years you speak to your neighbors. It was like that. All the neighbors. Dude, all the neighbors just gathered around. Everybody grabbed a chair. We were all just watching.
They held hands and sang kumbaya.
Exactly. And, they had a million different just straps and shit. They had this tow truck just pulling it in strap at a time. Strap at a time. They would unhook, rehook. Strap at a time, unhook, rehook. It took them like 3 hours. They finally fucking got it out.
That's what's up.
Also, this kid lost his keys in the whole thing.
To his car?
Yeah, his everything. Yeah. And last thing of the day before I left is he found his keys buried under the hull somewhere from like under like a loose piece of fabric that got lifted while it was buried. Because it was originally in his shoe, and then they found the shoe finally, and it was no longer in there. He was like, fuck. But yeah, the biggest bummer of it all, this would have been the perfect Northwoods Law story.
It really would.
Like, can you picture that episode where they're like, yep, we just got a call. There's a sinking boat out on Northwood Lake, so we're gonna head out there with Marine Patrol, see what's up. And then you pull up, and it's me with a sinking boat, both the driving boat sinking and a sunken boat. And we're just
like, yeah, that damn boat right there.
Dude, then the people, yeah, good Samaritans of the community come in to alleviate the stress on the boat and pick up on a jet ski the sunken captain. It was a perfect Northwoods Law story. I would have gotten my moment of shine. They would have been like, you really saw him out there. Like, yeah, we were just having some fun. You know, we were drinking. We were having a good day out on the lake. It's hot out there, hot as bananas. And we saw them sink, and we said, that's no good. So we pulled up our anchor, and we ruined action.
And we made like a tree and fucked right on over there.
Yeah, we went and touched grass all day, and we knew that they were coming, and they needed our help. And, you know, it's about the community, you know? And then the guy would have been like, you know, they'd be interviewing the captain later, and they'd be like, you know, you've been a real gentleman to me, so I'm going to give you the smallest fee we can. Dude, they love saying that in Northwoods Law. They're like, you've been a real gentleman? Like, dude, fuck you.
Giving you the lowest amount, you're still getting fined.
They're like, yeah, you know, you were speeding out there on your ATV, but you've been a real gentleman to me this afternoon. If you've watched Northwoods Law, you know. You know they're big on being a real gentleman. You want your fee lowered? Be a real gentleman. But yeah, that's how I became the hero of Northwood Lake. And
you're like the Paul Revere of being drunk on a boat.
I am. I get, you know what the best part of all this is? I get to hold this over. Anytime he makes any sort of thing about who's the best at driving the boat, I can just pull the, how many open water rescues do you have? Oh, none? Hmm. Weird. How many open water rescues do I have? And until there's another open water rescue, I will have that trump card, and I don't think there's going to be too many of them.
You're also on the water.
Huh?
For the other one.
Dude, I get two. I get another tally on my belt. Dude.
What if I was there and I was driving the boat?
Hunter, if that happens, I might actually be the hero of Northwood Lake.
If a second one happens.
Dude, they might have to name the lake after me.
Riley, the captain, Trudell Lake.
Dude, the hero of Northwood Lake.
They're going to terraform the lake to be...
just me. Just a photo of my face.
Topographical map of your face.
Of my face.
Oh, wow.
All right. Do you want to do a plunge picks?
Plunge picks and wrap up?
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll do a plunge picks and wrap in a little bit. Tell them who it's brought to you by.
Did you ever send me the official
email? No, I didn't yet.
He emailed me because I want to do it right this time.
I don't have it yet. You're gonna have to try.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the official clothing read, a brand rooted in hip hop. I still want to say it every time. It's a brand rooted in hip hop that has unique designs and remakes of old logos. So if you're looking for the most comfortable yet affordable line of streetwear and accessories, then head on over to official.com. Fish like a fish. L as in let's never mention that Riley's a hero ever again.
Does it make you mad that I did something good?
Good for the general.
Yeah. I should have just let him sink.
Should've.
That'd be a way better story. Yeah, so I was out drinking on the lake and I saw a sinking boat and I did nothing. And then I saw them floating later too. And I invited them to come float with us. Dude, they were diaped up. We were diaped up. They were wearing top diapers. We were wearing bottom diapers.
Yeah, they were wearing their diapers wrong.
Yeah, dude, they put their life jackets on all wrong. They were on the right way. Nothing made me more pumped. I was cleaning out my cabinets the other day. You know how you do. You just saw every like 6 months you clean out some shit and you're like, oh, there's a shirt I loved. I forgot that existed. And then you wear it every day again. I had that with like three official shirts. They were just under some like from vacation, just in like a suitcase.
They were under the enclosing top portion of the suitcase.
Exactly. And I was like, fuck. Yes, dude, they're my favorite. So go to official.com, use code PLUNGE for 25% off, or just order it in full and in the notes say the Plunge sent us. We're going to have a special guest for Plunge Picks. This is the Plunge Picks of Wood. We have a special request. We've had a special request.
Special request or a special guest?
A special request with a special guest. Double S'd. It's not our stepdad, no, or our real dad. Oh, also, I'm back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Big news.
Is it our uncles?
Who's our uncles?
Excuse me?
Who's our uncle?
Adam.
No, it's not Adam. He better fucking pick up. Did I put the right number in?
Hello?
Hey, is this Chris Watsky of the Hashtag No Offense Show coming back June 19th?
Absolutely not. I have the wrong number. Prank caller.
Ah, shit. Hi, Chris. Chris, you're speaking to the hero of Northwood Lake and Hunter.
I thought the hero was Hunter.
Next time.
It is.
No,
it is.
Next.
That you got that 100% right. This is currently the hero of Northwood Lake talking.
We just discussed that we probably should have just let him sink, and then they could have float in the water with us, and it would have been sick. We would have given him a beer. It would have been cool as hell.
But I'm basically the Night Stalker of Northwood Lake.
Super bummed that they weren't filming yesterday.
Dude, it would have been the best plot line for Northwood's Law. local drunk guy saves sinking ship.
Right itself.
Dude, we don't even need the TLC Pitch of the Month. We're just telling fucking biographies now, okay?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, Chris, you're here to join us for a special edition of Plunge Picks. This one comes specially requested from Adam Simmons. He wants the Plunge Picks of Wood. I'm going to make his off limits. Okay?
Can I go first?
Okay.
I have to let you know what his are so we can make it off limits, but he does send me a lot of TikToks. So
I bet it's balsa.
He sends me a lot of stuff, so I don't know where he sent it to me on though. Maybe a comment somewhere. Or maybe he sent it to the Plunge. Chris, I'll let you kick it off. Who do you want to go second is the real question.
What do I want to go second?
Yeah, who do you want to go second? You go first.
I'll go with Elijah Wood.
Oh, good pick.
Lord of the Rings.
Good pick.
That's a good one.
Elijah Wood is good. I don't remember all of Adam's. I know one of them is the Trojan horse. That's the one I want to say is off limits.
What?
who's second?
That's a horrible pick. Why would he say that?
Hey, wait, real quick, before we get into horrible picks and good picks, Josh Gad.
Punch him in his stupid fucking head.
Thank you. I needed that. Okay, who's going second?
Every time.
Who's second?
I actually, you know what? Let the hero go second.
The hero gets
Thank
to go
you.
Second. Okay.
So,
which one?
You know, the hero. What
All
do you
right.
mean, which one?
Oh, true, Hunt. All right, you're up.
Yeah, so I'm going to take, for my pick, it's going to be, I would like to see the hashtag no offense show return.
That's a good pick. Okay. So,
Wood,
yeah.
Yeah,
he would.
I would.
All right. All right, I got two here. I'm gonna go with Morning Wood.
That's a good one. I almost picked that.
Standard, yeah. Good first rounder.
And then I'm gonna go with the City of London before the Great Fire. That wood was all
it was made
sick.
Of wood?
It was well. That's why the whole City of London burned down because the wood was so good. It wasn't wet. It wasn't shitty wood. It was all great hard wood, dry wood. It was awesome wood, and that's why the whole city was able to burn down in dramatic fashion.
Did you learn about that on your trip abroad?
No, I didn't. I learned about it in my history podcast. Oh, also, you know my dad's big into Idi Amin, too?
I hate that.
He's big
Dude,
in,
is this independently
big into
of you?
Yes. I came up the other day. He's like, were you talking about Idi Amin Ababa on the podcast? And I was like, the who? Dude, he knows more about me. I was like, did you know he offered to fight the Tanzanian king? He was like, no. Did you know his last name? And we just were throwing back Idi Amin facts.
Who are you people?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway,
I was like, Idi Amin's sick. He's like, that's an evil man, and I hate him. I was like, well, you know, we have different opinions is sick.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was like, I think we look at history a bit different.
On that note, I'm going to take Woodstock.
Which one?
Oh,
the original one.
Okay, the big one.
Yeah.
Okay, good pick. Chris, you're up for two.
I'm gonna pick Toy Story.
Woody.
Because Woody. Yeah.
Okay, good pick.
It's also a boner.
I'm not a baseball fan, as you know, Riley, but
yeah.
I do recall a young man named Kerry Wood in my Chicago days.
Yeah, Kerry Wood had a no-hitter, something like 21 strikeouts.
Perfect game.
Yep. He was good.
Yeah.
Good Wood.
Yeah.
That was good Wood.
That was good Wood.
Good pick.
Good Wood. Good Wood.
All right, Hunt, the hero, you're up.
Let's see.
Is he actually the hero, or are you just
no,
giving
me.
In to him?
It's
He's
me.
A hero.
He's not the hero. He's a hero.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Suudo Udo.
Suudo Udo?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a solid pick.
Yeah. I'm not even going to explain. If you don't get it, fuck you.
You might have me picking a Pokemon now. Just because of that fucking pick. Fuck. You threw me off. Ah, shit.
Wow, he got shook.
Dude, I did get shook.
I don't think
right
anybody now. Plunge picks better than me.
Okay, I'm going to go with
off the cuff, too.
I'm going to go
off
with a Japanese maple.
That's good.
Thank you. Chris is like, what the fuck?
Japanese maple. I just learned how to play this game, and then now you're going, oh, I'm going to be standard. I'm just going to pick a standard wooden pick.
Dude, it's a sick tree. I don't know what you want me to say.
Listening to this goddamn podcast for four fucking years, and I finally just learned how to play this game.
Japanese maple isn't a real tree.
Yeah, it is. It's a sick tree. Yeah.
Tell me it.
Dude, it's a sick tree. Have you seen a Japanese maple?
No. Well, they don't fucking exist.
They do. It's a sick tree. I used to have them in my yard.
You're about to show me a fucking standard fucking maple tree.
No, it's a Japanese maple,
like,
dude.
A conflicting ideology.
Yeah, dude. You want to see a fucking Greek maple tree too? It's just a maple tree. Why are you bringing race into this?
He's a piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit. This is why you're not the hero of Northwood Lake. I love taking things that you're happy about and just ruining them.
Okay, my final pick.
Yeah, you couldn't find a Japanese maple, so we're moving on, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to take... This is going to be... I'm going to take Wisha Wood.
Excuse me?
I might come back to me. I don't think anyone's taking it. I might need someone's help. So
okay,
you're up.
What? All-time bad pick. I'm going to take balsa. Balsa wood is good for arts and crafts, and it's very pliable.
That's a good pick.
Thanks.
It's also a good rationale. Way to go, hon.
Thanks. I killed every aspect of this game.
Yeah, you're a master of your craft.
Yeah. Metaphysical genius.
You got another one?
No, it's your turn,
it's
Chris.
Your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah, wrap it up.
I'm gonna go with the wood.
The wood?
Yeah.
What's the wood?
90s classic black cinema coming of age story.
Okay.
You've never seen The Wood with Kay Diggs and Omar Epps?
No, I haven't. all right, I'm ready to make my fourth round pick. I'm ready to make my fourth round pick.
I would not accept
that. You already
that.
Went, didn't you?
I did. Wisha Wood.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Well, no, I can't complete mine, but Taylor's not answering, so I have to make an
audible. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I have to make an audible because I can't say it. See, it's kind of a good pick now.
Text Big Mike.
Okay, no. All right, I'm gonna switch it up since I don't have Taylor's assist on this one. I'm gonna take Noah's Ark.
That's also a good one.
That's a lot of wood.
That's dude.
That is to confirm a lot of wood.
Yeah,
can I have an honorable mention?
Yeah, of course.
Fucking Bollywood classics, dude. I love Bollywood classics. Come on, man.
Yeah, Hollywood, good wood, solid wood. I'm gonna go with the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria as an honorable mention.
God damn. How does it always come up to where there's more honorable mentions than there was picks?
And you never thought of them. I can't get over that pick.
What?
Wisha.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Lightning just
oh, wait. All right. Yeah. All right. Brain. Hunter, he was pretty quick, but Wisha.
Nigga.
Would.
I don't like the way that he said that. You asked him for a voice memo of it.
Yeah, and I quote, can you send me a voice memo saying?
Wild, wild move.
He goes, yeah, sure. What a random thing to text someone. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong.
Are you telling this for the podcast?
Are you just
going to leave him in mystery?
I'll leave him in mystery.
That's weird. That's
dude,
real weird.
I got five picks this round. They were all
you saved it, didn't you?
I did. well, Chris, I'll be seeing you soon. Season 3, Bucks
Riley.
Nation, fire the cannons, raise the flags.
Yeah, I saw you so much in season 1 and 2.
You did.
Bring on season 3.
Bring on season 3. I'm gonna make it to a game this year. Mark my words.
Are you really?
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna book a flight like now. So that way, when I look in 6 months, they're not $600. They'll be like $70, and I'll be like, yeah, okay, I'm going.
Hold on. Is this on the actual podcast or is this on like the bullshit Patreon?
Oh, we're live right now on the real show.
Oh, we're live.
Yeah.
We're live on the actual podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. I was going to say, man, if you're in overtime, why are you rushing me, man? I haven't talked to you in a while. I'd like to say hello, Hunter. How is life treating you? Are you okay? I want to know how the boys are.
Chris is our dad.
He's our dad, but not our stepdad.
No, life is good. I'm done school for the most part. I work for free doing my clinical hours, and yeah, I'm just big vibing.
Sounds like a bad deal, but I'm going to stand by your choices and support you anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty ass, but like in May, that's when the real fun starts.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it means I'm going to be eating your ass clean or not.
I was going to say, man, you just leave it to the imagination, but fuck it. If you want to shove it right in, be my guest.
Yeah, I'm going to lap that shit up like Kobayashi.
Chris, how are you?
What about you, Northwood Law? I'm fucking living life, dude. It's Monday night. I'm sitting here eating pot roast, watching Shark Week. I was talking to Kaz when you called.
Me and Kaz had ourselves a day on the Funko markets.
Yeah, you know, when the rest of us are trying to work that don't work at desks and there's 39 fucking text messages about the new Funko Pop drops, that's always a good day.
It's a good day. yeah, I love Kaz. Kaz is my homie. I got him a...
Who doesn't?
Dude, he's the best. He's making us a poster for Plunging for a Cause Cornhole Tournament. My aunt...
Plunging for a Cure.
Dude, the cure is going to be found. My aunt's been slinging solicitation to all local companies and just annoying them to death.
Let's rephrase that. Your aunt is not soliciting anybody, okay? Let's
She's soliciting. She's soliciting donations for the cure.
In quotes, donations?
Yeah. We just keep getting like $25. She's annoying them to the point of gift cards, and it's working like a charm. So.
That's sick. Beautiful, man.
Jason Almy trying to duck out of the cornhole tournament, support his sons.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
It's insane. I don't get it.
Duck out or support his friends?
He always ducks out in favor of supporting his friends. I miss you on the sticks. Can you get back to podcasting with us at the very least?
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
We'll post longer episodes. We'll do one less Patreon a month if you come back for a month to the show.
And I'll send you a picture of my balls every Thursday.
Yeah, every Thursday you'll get Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Oh, Twin Peaks is not good right now.
I don't deal with terrorists, okay? You know?
I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, dude, $1.
I don't even deal with you motherfuckers.
We know. Dude, you're missing out on meat bruschetta. You're missing out on some good stuff on the page.
Meat bruschetta?
On the page, eh?
Dude, head on over to the page. It's $1 a month. Can't hurt.
Yeah. I thought of principle, man. I'm standing up against Patreon. The fucking tyranny machine that is Patreon. I'm taking a stand.
What if we start posting to OnlyFans?
Yeah. Or
I might be on board with that.
All right, so if we move our Patreon to OnlyFans, you're down.
I might be on board with that.
Okay, we might have what? Okay, it has to be a full move though. It can't be like we have each. I feel like it has to be a whole thing.
A whole thing.
A whole thing.
Make it a whole thing.
Chris, have you been informed of the world? I feel also I'm dressed like you today, and I got so many compliments. I'm just wearing Florida as hell shirt. Go on Facebook right now and look at my outfit. I got a bunch.
It's posted to Facebook?
We're always on Facebook. We go live with every episode because we're unfiltered. But
you mean this? You mean this is posted to Facebook?
Yeah, we're live right now on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. If you ever want to go see us live, you want to see what's up, bam, what's up, dudes? Yeah, I look Florida as hell today, and I got so many compliments. So
he got a Salt Life tattoo as a tramp stamp.
It did, because I felt so good about it. And, but yeah, Chris, can I turn you on to Goodfellas?
The movie?
No, there's a brand at Target called Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is good.
And they sell the best clothing for the slightly large boys.
How dare you,
Chris,
to assume that I am slightly large.
Chris.
Okay.
Chris. I'm wearing a Dryfurt shirt right now.
Dryfurt.
I'm wearing a dry
fit. I don't even know what the fuck you just said.
I'm wearing a dry fit shirt right now, and I'm not self-conscious. That's how good they make clothes for the big boys. Okay? Get in there.
Well, I mean, that's a great thing for you to have discovered, because, but Riley, I got sour news for you, Jack. I am not a big boy, okay?
Chris, have you lost 70 pounds since I last saw you?
How dare you? How fucking dare you? The audacity of this child.
Dude, if it makes you feel better, I've gained at least 25, but also this shirt makes me feel thin and like I look good. I feel good right now.
Listen,
you both look good.
But
Riley's out of the fridge. Chris, you got to come out too.
Listen, it's been 2 weeks since Adam Simmons called me and asked me to be in his wedding party. And I was like, when is your wedding? And he said, September of 2023. And I was like, cool. I got over a year then to get my shit together. I'm getting my shit together.
Right now?
So you watch your fucking mouth, Riley.
Yeah, circle it up.
Your fucking mouth. We got a whole ass.
Slimmer circle? Run it back?
Full
year?
I could participate
this year. Fucking whole year slimmer circle?
Dude, that's a lifestyle change. Bro. That's how we make the lifestyle change implement.
Is that how?
It's how we do it. Dude,
I mean, my motivation is Adam Simmons is extra as fuck, so I know his wedding is going to be extra as fuck.
Correct.
There's probably going to be some fucking, you know, array of photography setups and video, you know, photo shoots and shit.
I want to kiss you on the mouth. Hey, I want to kiss you on the mouth in a photo booth. Can we make that happen?
I mean, you're one of many, dude. I mean, I'm with you. You're one of many people that want that to happen, but I love you more than most. So yeah, we can do that.
Is the Dutch coming?
To the wedding?
Are you openly talking about kissing me?
Let's go.
I mean,
dude,
cheating on
I'm
me.
So excited. Yeah. Circle's about to turn the fuck up at the Simmons wedding. Congrats on being Adam Simmons' best friend. I envy you. I get it.
He told me that he's not going to have a best man, but I will be standing directly to his right. And I was like, then I'm your best man. He's
damn,
like, no, I'm not having
dude.
One, but you're going to be next.
You got
to me.
Best man for a dude you met on the internet like 4 years ago? That's sick. Isn't life insane?
Best man.
That's kind of hot.
Dude, that's sick as hell.
That is, in fact,
yeah,
it's
I mean,
sick
yunk
as hell.
As hell.
Listen, dude. Not everybody can be me.
It's true.
Some might try. You know, but there's only one me, dude.
Yeah, not unless I kill you and wear your skin.
You don't have the steady hand.
I think he does.
I think I do.
You're not an actual doctor, Hunter.
You don't want
not
yet. Yo,
pull off such a procedure.
Chris, you're gonna be proud of me. Me and Big Mike smoked a brisket for 20 hours on Saturday.
That's excessive.
It was.
How
sick.
Did you eat at 6 and smoke it for 20 hours?
We put
you
it on at 11 at night.
I did that once before. I put it on at like 3 a.m. when I got done playing Xbox, and then I just went to sleep, and I woke up, and it was good.
That seems like a fire hazard.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. You know where I live.
Well, dude, Big Mike was mad because he only put it on like a low setting out of fear of a fire overnight, and then was mad it wasn't cooked after 20 hours. I was like, well, you didn't cook it at the right temp the full time. It's not.
What did he put it at?
We were cooking it at 225, but he had it at like 170 overnight for the smoke.
Oh, no. Yeah. Mike, don't do that. What
no,
are you doing, man?
He's new to the smoke game. We're learning. I made some of the best mac and cheese I've ever had, though. It was incredible. So,
yeah.
Smoked it.
You got that Gouda?
Oh, yeah.
You got that Gouda?
Dude. Unbelievable. Dude, I'm gonna rip Chris's dong at the bachelor party.
I'm gonna fuck
an awful
lot.
You're gonna fuck
an awful
Bobby
powerful
Moore.
Powerful statement, bro.
Yeah.
Hunter, I don't think you're invited.
To what?
Isn't he your wife?
I don't think you get plus ones to bachelor parties.
I got invited.
To the bachelor party? Hunter's got to be invited to the bachelor party.
He wasn't
party.
In the group
me?
Chat, but he can supply the hard drugs.
He said, hey, fucker, hypothetically speaking, next June I'm getting a cabin in Pennsylvania
okay.
for my bachelor party with the circle.
Was that one-on-one?
Yeah.
Oh, word. That's what's
he
up.
He cares more about me.
I was in the group chat originally, so, you know.
No, I wasn't in the group chat. That's what I mean. He cares enough to reach out.
Oh, he had
out
to have a one-on-one convo with you?
Yeah, dude.
Well, that's
because
he knew.
I'm the best man, and I'm the hero of Northwood Lake.
Can you start adding that to your resume? It's just need to start going by the hero of Northwood Lake.
You may have heard of my alter ego, the hero of Northwood Lake.
All right, we got to wrap up here, Chris. But can we podcast with you soon?
Yeah, I appreciate you. You boys hitting me up today. It was good to hear from you.
We love you. He loves you more because he is a hero.
Yeah. That's a hero's heart full of love.
And I'm going to start taking inspiration and dressing like a Florida man, but like a white-collar Florida man.
You guys should take inspiration from me and start loving Adam Simmons more so that you can become his best man.
I've realized that dream.
You have. You've made it come to fruition.
No, I'm the best man. There's nobody better.
All right. We'll see you guys over on the page.
No, don't go to Patreon. Don't follow them on Patreon. Don't subscribe to their stupid Patreon. Follow the Plunge on OnlyFans.
Go check us out on OnlyFans.
Plunge podcast. Hunter's going to show his butthole.
I already have. I'll do it again, though.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Chris.
Peace. Stay moist.